This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the stuff that we have over there for you to look at, and I'm sure you're going to like what you see. All right, joining us right now from California, IA, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, and good morning to you again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time for the pledge, times two. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Iran is claiming that all the parties at the nuclear talks support ending the illegal U.S. sanctions. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. They love to make these kinds of statements in the sense that they believe that they position themselves as being kind of the victims in all this, and the big bad United States is doing this and that to them. They want this deal more than anybody in the world. And for some reason, Captain, you've got the Biden administration wanting to do a lot to try to get back into this thing that President Trump got us out of. So it's no surprise here.
Yeah, and Iran is trying to do anything they can to spur interest so that they can get back in the game, so to speak, but they want it on their terms, not the terms of the rest of the countries that are involved in this nuclear deal.
Well, that's right, and even countries in the Arab world were starting to really come against Iran and the work that was done during the Trump administration. For example, the most progress that we had seen to that point up to for a quarter century was very, very positive in the sense that countries were aligning against the aggression of Iran, the desire of the Iranian regime to spread its influence over the Middle East. That's not going to work. That's not going to work for the future. There is no future in that, other than more conflict. And so obviously, if they were to able to continue their nuclear program, which in many ways I'm sure they are anyway, it would put everybody at risk. And of course, Israel would have to be able to come in at some point and try to take care of business if they felt that Iran was really going to have the opportunity to threaten them with such a weapon.
Now, Joe Biden is weighing a 7-day quarantine for all returning travelers over the Omicron virus. And that includes Americans that go out, say, on a cruise ship for a few days. When you come back in, you might have to quarantine for seven. That's being discussed.
Yes, it is. And certainly, I don't know how much of a trial balloon this is. It may be such, but I think the reaction to that, Captain, is going to be pretty negative. In all seriousness, the idea of having to build in the extra week, whether you're vaccinated or not, by the way, or regardless of your status.
Correct.
So that's everybody coming to the United States. Now, on the side with a little bit of levity here, you know, this doesn't apply to people who are literally walking across the border. So would people simply just fly back into Mexico and then walk over the border so they could go home? I mean, nobody's gonna roust them that way.
Now, you know who Peter Navarro is, right?
Yes.
Peter Navarro yesterday said something that got my attention. He said, over-deploying vaccinations is creating a vaccine-resistant mutation of the viruses.
Yeah, that's a very interesting perspective, obviously.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a very, very good question. It's unfortunate, Captain, that everything has been politicized so badly that we can't even ask actual questions and then have a real debate. How about this? Peer review, things like this, so that we would be able to be confident in what kind of answer we might be able to come up with scientifically. But I'm sure this will be just poo-pooed, you know, to the extreme because it doesn't fit the narrative.
Well, the Regeneron folks yesterday said something that was interesting. They said the COVID-19 drug Regeneron could be less effective against Omicron.
Right. That's right. Because it has different mechanisms by which it's going to transmit and into your cells and do its thing. So it's right. Whatever is in place already may not be quite as effective. And on the other hand, we hear that those who have the vaccine may still have a good amount of protection. But all this, again, this is very fluid right now because there is a time period here we'll have to go through to be able to have some real good data about it.
Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. A lot more coming your way. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a Catholic priest that made news yesterday. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha. And boy, I can't wait because I got I just absolutely love that Captain's Club sandwich, and I have it on whole wheat bread, and I usually get one for down there, and I bring one back up here, and I share it with a couple of people that are in the station when I come back up there. So there you go. So I'll be there tomorrow, Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton. Hope to see you there. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a Catholic priest said, and I quote, "No president or health official gets to dictate what we put into our bodies."
Yeah, I think that's pretty right on. The scripture, though, it does talk about, submitting to the leadership and so forth. But what happens in terms of the vaccines or other kinds of things, he's making a good argument. I wonder how Joe Biden, practicing Catholic, might respond to such a thing.
Well, I don't think he's responding the way that the Pope would want to hear it.
Right. Well, but it does. It goes to show how deep this really does go. It's not about the vaccine or whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but whether or not the government has the authority to do these kinds of things. Now, there are precedents for this, other outbreaks and so forth, but in this day and age, it certainly is playing a lot differently, especially because of the politicalization. We keep coming back to that, but that is such a major component of this, Captain. And just briefly, if you remember, wasn't it Kamala Harris who said she didn't want to take the vaccine because it was being developed by Donald Trump and this kind of thing, like he's in the basement of the White House with his some kind of chemistry set or something, you know, laughing diabolically. That wasn't the case at all. So a lot of this started with the Democrat candidates at the time.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the city of Chicago, for the first time in 27 years, the number of homicides in Illinois has gone over 1,000 for the earliest ever in recorded time with the homicides in Illinois' Cook County.
And that's a horrible,
serious
horrible
stuff.
Thing. Exactly. Well, we know, Captain, that that guns are rampant. These were for people illegally having them, obviously. They have them to do harm. They don't have them for the idea of protection or any of that kind of thing. They're not in a legitimate fashion. But also, of course, we've got just the general problems that have come along with all these things that we've been experiencing. And then, of course, you defund the police. It's a recipe for disaster.
Now, did you hear that the former Trump chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has agreed to cooperate with the January 6th panel, but he said that they're not going to get any information out of him that they don't already know?
Well, right, right. And, you know, the Trump, President Trump has asked all the White House parts of his administration not to cooperate. And, of course, he's talking about the idea of executive privilege. The Democrats on the committee, they don't want to know from executive privilege at this point. They simply want to advance their narrative. And part of that, I think a large part of that, is because they want something to talk about during the upcoming campaign, as opposed to having to deal with the actual reality on the ground for most Americans. And it's, again, not something we need to throw out the window. Executive privilege, it can be litigated, and they're not waiting for that to happen. They just want to go forward.
Now, it appears that the Republicans are using the debt ceiling to try to kill or stop the Build Back Better bill.
Right, right. And even Joe Manchin, I know, is also trying to put up another roadblock to this whole thing. Because this is not a great bill. It's not building back better. There's all kinds of ways of saying it, building back broke or, you know, building back worse or all these kinds of things. But, they're going to try the every arrow in their quiver, I think, to make sure it doesn't go through. And people can even tell their own senator, hey, we don't want this. This isn't something that the American people are desiring at this point.
Now, we talked just a few minutes ago about Joe Biden possibly tossing in a 7-day quarantine for anyone who comes back from a cruise or a vacation or whatever outside the country. The CDC says that they're expanding their surveillance at major airports, and they also said they may tighten the travel rules.
Yes, well, that's true, and because of the Omicron variant, it's caused a lot of fear. And so even when the doctor herself that actually discovered it believes that the hype is going too far out at this point, you're still going to see, I think, some political leaders and government officials try to jump on this thing, whether it's out of an abundance of caution or if it's, okay, here we go again and we get to put in these restrictions, it's going to have a real deleterious effect, I think.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. By the way, the Federal Trade Commission has opened up their investigation into the supply chain issues. They're going to be calling the major big box retailers to testify in front of their committee. Again, they're not the problem.
No. And, you know, I think, Captain, we had a listener check in earlier and asked about the whole thing with the cargo ships and so forth. You know, these logistics.
Yeah, we did. Somebody from out there in California.
That's right. And, you know, they're trying to unload them, but they don't have anywhere to put the empty containers or the other containers. It's really something. But it should have never gotten to that point. And I'll mention Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg is the Secretary of Transportation, should have had something to do with this, in the sense of really trying to fix it. And I can't imagine, Captain, that they would think that he's really viable for higher office at this point.
Now, did you hear about the FedEx packages that were dumped in a ravine in Alabama?
I have not, no.
Okay, several hundred packages were dumped off a FedEx truck in a ravine in Alabama. Apparently, the FedEx driver dropped hundreds of packages into that ravine on purpose.
Wow. Is this part of, you know, I don't want to work here anymore, that kind of thing, or is it too much or too much stress?
I don't know if it was a job action or whether or not the guy was going to come back and steal stuff.
Yeah, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Well, it's very unfortunate, yeah.
By the way, Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer wants a $1.9 trillion Build Back Better Senate vote done by Christmas.
Well, and he may get it, too. But I don't know if Manchin, for example, or Sinema are gonna knuckle under that easily on this, because, you know, as we mentioned before, Captain, Senator Manchin has a great poll in his own state that says we don't want this. Mm. And I mean, you know, is he supposed to throw away everything based on the arm twisting from the Democrat Party elite?
Now, remember we talked about space junk a week or so ago,
right?
Well. The astronauts were supposed to take a spacewalk to examine their faulty antenna and repair it on the International Space Station. And their spacewalk has been delayed due to the space junk, that's the debris that's floating around up there.
Well, that's right. And they track this stuff all the time. And the other day when Russia blew up that satellite, that actually causes another big problem, because now they've had to figure out where this all went. And, I mean, I've heard tell even like NORAD, they track this stuff, and they have to be very, very careful when they do either fly a mission in the old days with the space shuttle, for example, and they got to be careful if they do a spacewalk, because you have this stuff orbiting the Earth at, what, 19,000 miles an hour or thereabouts. It's very, very fast. So a small piece of something can poke a hole in your space suit and kill you.
Now, hold on to your hats, folks, because an appeals court, federal appeals court, has just ordered the release of some of the Mueller report passages. We're going to find out about the Mueller report now.
Very interesting. Yes, very interesting.
Just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yep, it sure does.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, and the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful night in the neighborhood. A little chilly where I'm at. Chillier to the north. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I learned about a school shooting in Michigan.
President Joe Biden, who is holding an event at the White House just as news broke of a mass shooting at a high school in Michigan.
We learned, as we learned the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
Biden referring to an incident at a high school in Michigan where three students were shot and killed by a 15-year-old student who opened fire for unknown reasons at Oxford High School, north of Detroit. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says six people were wounded, one of them a teacher. Stocks tanking on Wall Street after the chairman of the Fed testifies on Capitol Hill and says inflation will continue to be a problem until at least the middle of next year. And he also said that new variant of the coronavirus could also affect the U.S. economy. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting
it. Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bring more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Hey, it's me again, Margaret. And this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Don't forget to go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at everything he's got there. Hundreds of items, not only on the home page, but also on the radio listener specials page. And when you see that, all you need to know is the promo code to get your prices, to get your reduced special prices is Captain. And you can definitely save a bunch of money, get everything delivered by Christmas time. And there's something for everybody there on the website, MyPillow.com. And don't forget to go into the radio listener specials page, too, because that has even some greater discount prices on items that are there. Again, the promo code will always be Captain. You can also call them up and talk to a live person on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, the website, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And Merry Christmas, and you're going to have a great time going over there choosing your Christmas gifts. Okie dokie. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we got Mary on the line. Let's see what's going on here. All right, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I read something yesterday that was kind of neat. Dick said that the difference between a democracy and a republic, a democracy is run by the majority of the people. That means you can have 51% to 49% of mob rule. Whereas in a republic, it is a run by law and order. And I think we should all be living in a republic where it's fair to everybody.
Are you not aware of the fact that the United States of America is, in fact, a constitutional republic?
Well, it would seem that way. You would think it's...
That's what we were founded on, and they're trying...
It's not.
No, the Democrats are trying to change it without changing the Constitution to a democracy.
John Adams said that, so I thought, I'm for the republic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. No, I'm well aware of that, Kyle, and so are you.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the notion, of course, you know, we talk about democracy. We do use that word. We have representative government, so we elect our representatives. But the one of the big differences is, and I'm so glad Mary called and talked about this, is that, you know, you can't have 51% decide you no longer have the right to your private property or you no longer have the right to this. Because we just decided it. Here's what we're going to do. In other words, somebody actually said to me not all that long ago, well, if we all vote to be socialists, then we'll be socialists. But that's not how it works in our constitutional republic. We actually have rights, Captain, that, in fact, in our Declaration of Independence, we're endowed by our Creator.
Yep.
Our rights come from God,
yep,
not from people sitting around a table deciding what your rights are.
And if they want to change the Constitution the correct way, it always takes 2/3 of the vote to do it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so that's why you hear people like Hillary Clinton and others over time now, you know, they're attacking our democracy. And
yeah, they use the word democracy.
That's right. Or how about this? One person, one vote. Now, doesn't that sound great? One person, one vote. Well, that's exactly, hopefully people should only be able to vote once in an election. But when they're talking about that, what they mean is they want to take away the Electoral College and just let the president from a popular vote.
Right.
Because they think that benefits them. So they use these code phrases and they use these sort of back doors in order to get you to think, oh, well, you know, I'm for democracy, but what they're really for is authoritarian rule because they figure they could win every election from now until kingdom come.
And again, in order to change the Electoral College rule, they would have to go in and have a constitutional convention and change it, and it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen anytime soon because they hate the procedure. They hate all that. So, again, they try to get the end run around these things,
mm-hmm,
make it sound popular, make it sound democratic, and they got you.
Okay, well, yesterday the prosecutors at the Jesse Smollett trial presented a bombshell piece of evidence. It was a video showing the actual rehearsal for the attack with Smollett and the two brothers that did the attack.
Captain, when they have evidence like that, and both sides know about this through discovery, obviously, they have to know what the other side's going to talk about. I guess the real question here is why are we having a trial at that point? This guy, it just seems pretty overwhelming, at least from my perspective. And it's a very, very sad thing that he wanted to go down that road, especially at a time when his actions did more to help divide this country. It's
yeah,
a horrible thing.
Well, they got that on a security camera that was in the area. That's how they saw that.
Right.
Now, the Democrats are hoping to pass several major bills by Christmas, one to avert a government shutdown, another to raise the debt ceiling, a third to authorize military spending, and a fourth, the second part of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better package. I think they're all in jeopardy.
Well, I think so. If you look at the poll numbers, you know, the agenda of the Biden administration is foundering like you wouldn't believe. It's being propped up by many in the media who want to try to sell this thing to the American public. But people across the highways and byways, they don't buy it anymore, if they ever did.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, students at a college wanted to report or support. They were wanted to rename Black Friday because they thought Black Friday was a racist term. Do you hear about that?
A little bit, yeah. Doesn't that really mean that this is they make a lot of money and they can kind of stay in the black instead of going to red?
Well,
kind of thing?
Yeah, but they thought that it was racist because it was Black Friday. They thought it had something to do with black, so they wanted to change the name to something different.
Well, yeah, it just goes to show that the knee-jerk reaction that the left is trying to create from any terminology, it's so people, you know, get this notion and they sort of, oh, well, we can't have that word. That's the wrong word. And they don't really go check it out. But I think they are surprised to find out that it's not a racial anything.
Yeah, and we've got LJ chiming in here from Michigan. She's saying, hi, Captain and Kyle, 37 degrees up here tonight. I heard that there's an option that Ron Klein could become president somehow, overriding Kamala if Biden was declared incompetent. Is this true? Well, it's not true because Kamala would become the president and she would have to name Klein as the vice president and then he would have to be voted on by the Congress.
That's right. They have to be confirmed. And then at some point, Kamala would have to resign or be impeached, or, you know, or if for this person to ascend to the presidency.
Right.
But that's right. Yeah, the vice president, just like we've seen in terrible dark days of history, you know, Lyndon Johnson was sworn in on the airplane soon after the assassination of Kennedy. So it goes right to the vice president.
Yeah, none of this is going to happen until after the midterms because they want to see what's going to happen, how bad they're going to get hosed. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Laredo, calling out of Georgia.
How are you?
I just wanted to... Hey, man, I'm fine. I hope y'all are, too. It's always a pleasure listening to you. I guess this Black Friday is prejudice. I guess no is too, but it's all white, right?
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. That was a good one.
Yeah. Don't give them any ideas. no more snow. Yeah.
Okay, Kyle, I got to mention one more thing here before we go to break for the Trucker's Highway Viral Report. CNBC anchor Kramer went on a viral rant yesterday demanding that Biden require forced nationwide COVID vaccinations. Have the military run it, he said. Have the military run it.
Wow. Well,
what a dope.
Well, exactly. Does it have something to do with simply saying, well, we've got to get the economy going and so forth? But you know what? If we had 100% vaccination rate, would that help the economy completely? There are other forces at work in terms of what's driving down our economy as well. I don't know that we'd see a major improvement overnight. So I don't think forced vaccination is the right way to go.
Well, the Navy is at 90% vaccination, so that's not too bad for a military.
Nope.
Yep, highest in the branches. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren and, of course, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming back. We got some good music to play. So don't go anywhere. I shall return. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Promise anything more than one that complicates.
just the girls who get that offline mind. You should go on that dress, you should dance like that. You got this little out of mind overdrive.
The famous with the music's loud. Would you get the wrong impression if I called us a cab right now?
Oh, yeah.
Well, baby, we make a promise tonight. Promise anything more than one night. Complicating situations only get worse in the morning light. Looking for a good time.
All right, Kyle, you know who that group is?
Who is that?
Lady A.
Lady A. Oh,
otherwise known as Lady Antebellum.
That's right, heretofore known as that, exactly, yeah.
Yep, and that's called Looking for a Good Time, and that was a little something that I stumbled onto, and I thought I would play that during this segment. Now, you go ahead and take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, of course, out in the Pacific Northwest, we've still got a flood watch going on. Heavy rain, of course, from a third-in-a-row atmospheric river is still impacting in the Seattle area. They've got rain in the forecast for Wednesday. Maybe a little clearing on Thursday and Friday, coming back on Saturday, it looks like. But that flood watch, Captain, continues in effect until about Thursday morning around 9 a.m. local time, heads all the way up to the Canadian border there. So, of course, we don't want to see a whole lot more rain, but there are some more systems, we understand, that will be coming through. Down in Southern California, we do have a dense fog advisory. This is going to be from the Long Beach area all the way up through about Santa Barbara on the Highway 101, so you want to be aware of that. High winds near Elk Mountain in Wyoming, and then also along I-25 near Wheatland, also a high wind warning around Cody, same issue. But up in Montana, we got some very high winds that are predicted. This is going to be north of Helena and also in the Bozeman area, also reaching all the way up to the Canadian border where it continues on up towards into Canada, up towards Calgary. That's what's happening, and we're continuing to see some warmer temperatures as the area of high pressure continues around the western part of the United States, pushing all that rain and all that cold up into the north.
Well, it's windy tonight in North Dakota from Bismarck west to the Montana line, and Rapid City, South Dakota, coming out of Montana. You got some wind going through there, that area. Looking at the upper peninsula of Michigan, we've got lake effect snow up there, as well as a gale warning along the lakes up there. So that's continuing to drive the snow into the upper portion of Michigan. We've also got some snow that's trying to do its thing around Green Bay, and it's kind of a hit or miss deal there. It's not going very far down into Wisconsin from the upper peninsula of Michigan, but it is making a little bit of a move. And then when we go across to upstate New York, we have snow tonight from north of Lake Oneida Lake all the way north up to the Thousand Islands Bridge. We got snow on I-81 there, lake effect, as well as into the Tug Hill Plateau, so be advised of that. In the last hour, we picked up a little bit of fog off the coast of Maine right there around Bangor, and we do have some rough seas and some flooding, coastal flooding along Massachusetts, the coastline there, and Cape Cod as well. Coming on down towards Jersey, we do have a system trying to make its way through the mountains of Jersey and Virginia and Maryland right there, where we've got some wind and possibly some white stuff coming down from up above because of the way the wind's blown. That's all going to happen a little bit later, if not sooner. And then things are looking pretty good the rest of the way there, Kyle, and tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and make sure you go over there and check his webpage out, KyleWarrenShow.com. All righty, now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us, and good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe Biden is going to throw a monkey wrench into the works. He's considering a 7-day quarantine for all returning travelers over the Omicron virus. And it looks like as if you get on a cruise ship and you go somewhere in the Caribbean or wherever, you might come back and have to spend 7 days in quarantine.
He's supposed to let us know, I think, today what this new regulation or edict is going to be.
Right.
I believe that I think that the world has forgotten that, you know, we're in a place now where we're always going to have some kind of a virus. Okay. And the old fashioned viruses or flus that we used to have, we've all forgotten about them. And now it's gotten to the point where everything is fatal. Everything is dire. Everything is, medically controlled here at this point. So, we're not in a good place.
No, but that's the game that they're playing, and they want to scare the bejesus out of everybody so that they...
And they are. Yeah. They have. I mean, we're now in a state of fear, or they're trying to put people in a state of fear, and they've got a lot of them in a state of fear permanently. We have some courts now that are going, no, 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 you can't be doing this and you can't be doing that. So... the Biden administration has lost on a couple of these mandates.
Yep, all across the country now.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yep.
So, we're not in a good place.
Well, we're going to be in a better place when we come back from the break here, because we're going to be talking about Mr. Fredo and the fact that he's gone at the moment. But we've had a couple of really horrible shootings, the one at the school yesterday afternoon, and we had one late last night in Georgia where two police officers have been shot. One is in critical condition, and six other people in Clayton County, Georgia, just outside Alabama. We'll get into all that. And, of course, Illinois, Cook County, Chicago, for the earliest yet that they've hit 1,000 people killed in homicidal shootings there, and it's just going nuts,
Well, that's right, and I think that you know, we have this thing. If you watch NFL football, you got things on the back of a helmet. Stop hate, and it begins with us, and so forth and so on. Well, the message hasn't resonated with an awful lot of people, right?
No, but it begins at home with the parents. They got to have they've got to bring the family element back into this somehow. Alrighty, Kathy's going to take us to break, so don't go anywhere. Your turn, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.